Well, good morning, Earthlings. At least most of you are. A few of you may be from some other place. We've got open lines for you, and lots going on in this planet. I'll tell you that. But one of the things I do want to talk with you about is, have you witnessed any whacked out people these days? I am so convinced that so many people are acting in a very bizarre way these days. I mean, even the situation at LAX this morning, where this guy walks in with a rifle, hidden, of course, and then goes berserk. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Anyways, let's have full open lines when I come right back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, open lines. Hey, now don't forget, before you go to bed Saturday night into Sunday morning, turn that clock, your watches, everything back 1 hour. If you're in one of those states that, of course, jumps off of daylight saving time. There's a couple of states that don't do that. Hawaii, of course, being one of them. Just remember that. And Don Sammy, by the way, so many things have changed in terms of technology. Everybody has their smartphones now, right? And there's always a timepiece built into that phone, right? You can look and get the time just right there. How many people are no longer wearing watches anymore because of smartphones? I bet it has slowed down tremendously. Got a friend out here in the Los Angeles area. His name is Burge, and he owns his own little watch store. And that's where I go when I get my batteries replaced. They're only good for 2 years, he tells me. And I get that done. But we were talking one day about people buying watches, and the sales of watches, they have gone down tremendously since people have been using their phones to tell time. But check in with me if you're doing that. Do you wear a watch? Let's go to the phones, open lines. Tim is in Lake Tahoe, California. Hey, good morning, Tim.
Oh, good morning. Wow. First time caller. And my props to you, George, to Mark, to all the Coast to Coast listeners, props.
Thank you, Tim. We've got a great
this
team.
Is great.
Got a great team.
I've been, you know, kind of been listening for a while. Buddy's been a longtime listener, a friend of mine, Gino. And anyways, you know, I got, you know, what a, so great. It really is. So much, the truth that's being brought out of, so much. It's so awesome to hear. It's really refreshing. And so many people out there, all the listeners worldwide, this is the greatest thing going on right now.
Well, we try, Tim, to find the truth. We try to get at it. Look, it's also entertainment. It's a radio show, so we have some fun. But by and large, we want answers to things that are going on, whatever they are. We want answers to those, and it's very interactive. It's probably the reason why it has grown so much in the last 10 years. 570 radio stations now. That might even be higher, which is just almost unheard of. And it's because of you, and because of you, and you, and you. And, you know, that's what we're doing. And, by the way, we were... I talked about this some time ago, but I might as well tell some of the new listeners to the program. We work on contracts here at the network, and our network felt that this program was going in the direction they wanted to go for a long, long time. So we have signed a new contract, which will take us well into the future. As I say, when men or women go to Mars. I'd like to be able to broadcast that. That would be fun. Next up, we go to Ray in Washington, D.C. Always a hotbed there, Raymond. How are you?
George, you know me from calling in, don't you, from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I
George.
Sure do.
Listen, is it possible, George, if I wanted to have a private line to talk with you of something I didn't want to say over the air, but you would know why if we because you did that before with your producer. It's some things you can't say over the air. I'd rather say privately.
Well, let me give you my office phone number right now on the air. Okay.
Okay.
And it'll probably go to voicemail, but you can leave your number.
All right.
It is. Or would you just like to leave your number with Tom and I can get back to you next week?
Oh, either way, but I did want to make a couple comments before I do that, though,
sure,
George.
Sure.
What your last guest said, it's true. And, I mean, I've been listening. There was a woman in Florida that used to tell me about your show when Art Bell was on before you got on.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm in the hotel restaurant business, and I've been working hard for years. And I had to get up early, and I couldn't listen to you. But I'm fascinated by by everything, you know. And I've been calling in the radio talk shows way back since Long John.
God, you go way back.
I was a young kid then, but now I'm 69 years old, George. I look 25 years younger because I've been running, bicycling, exercising, and I used to play a lot of sports, and I have an excellent resume. But anyway, we could talk about that privately, but there's some things it would be awkward to say over the air. But what I wanted to ask you, first of all, do you remember the Betty and Barney Hill case?
I sure do. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
It was very well, I was totally fascinated. In the 1970s, it came on TV, and in it, Barney said, "I wonder if they're looking for God as we are."
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a chance to ask Mark Anthony, but I've often wondered, George, what's your opinion? Maybe the aliens, the ETs, and I'm sure they're out there, they are so far advanced technologically, that they're so far superior to us, but maybe they're looking for God too. They're looking for other answers.
You remember the movie Contact?
Yes. Oh, I love that. I have that on DVD.
And the alien basically said, "We're all looking for the answers." Basically,
yes.
Saying we're all looking for God. I think they
yes.
all are looking for that God source. I don't think they found it yet either, and I'm not sure we will.
No. And I think God might have put different creatures for different reasons, and I guess one day we'll all get the answers, but they're so far away that, I don't know. I know it's complicated, and it's
just, all right, well, I'm going to put you on hold, Ray, and I want you to give Tom your phone number, and I'll call you either Monday or Tuesday and find out if we can help you out. So, Tommy, take line three, if you would. Thank you. Let's go to Mike in Auburn, Washington. That's the state of now. Welcome to the program, Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, George. Good to talk to you again.
You too, sir.
Yeah, I was calling to talk about, you know, with all this talk about how the Illuminati are responsible for things like GMOs and chemicals in our food and fluoride in the water, that kind of stuff. They must know that it's really bad for people, and they're trying to depopulate the earth. And I always wondered about what the Illuminati eat and drink and what kind of medical care they get.
They eat the best food, probably non-GMOs. I think they have great medical assistance and care. They're going to live forever.
Yeah, I wonder where they get their care and where they get their food, where it's grown. Who's their supplier, who cooks it, and I wonder if any of your guests have ever researched that you know about.
I don't think they have, but I would assume that they have organic farms out there and, you know, organically fed cattle. They've probably got that, I would
think.
Yeah,
if you could, maybe one of your guests, maybe like Ty Bollinger, if you could get one of them to investigate.
Or Jeffrey Smith.
That would be an interesting program.
Okay, we'll check on that. Jeffrey Smith. As well, who's done a great job regarding GMOs. Next up, we go to Mary in Beloit, Wisconsin, east of the Rockies. Hello, Mary.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you very well.
Why not?
I don't know. My landline's kind of goofing up here.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, excellent. Say, I just called. You had mentioned... you wondered if anybody still wore a watch. And I wouldn't go out the door without my watch.
Okay, now let me ask you, though. How old are you?
58.
Okay. I would think that the people who are your age, my age, generally would wear a watch, the older generation.
Yeah.
I don't know if the younger generation wears a watch anymore.
Well, you know, I kind of wonder about that. I heard a lady on a radio program not too long ago, and she mentioned that she taught people entering college some basic skills and things that they didn't know, and a lot of them couldn't read a watch.
No.
It had to be digital.
Yep, that's true. That's the same with, I don't know if you ever get any fast food. I try not to, but once in a blue moon, I'll do that. And, you know, they've got computers that tell you how much change to give you back, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
These younger kids could not add and subtract in their heads if something went down with that computer.
Yeah.
Everybody's so tied into calculators and, you know, automatic stuff. They can't do it in their head anymore.
No, they can't. It's a real shame. And I guess I'm just an old fogey. I don't use any of this whiz-bang technology. I miss not having a public telephones, or you can, well, back in the day when you could put a dime in and call home, you can't.
I can't even remember seeing a payphone. I think they're taking those out all over the place, aren't they?
As far as I know, they're gone. They're just completely out of.
Yeah, there's a few once in a while, but not a lot. Everybody's got a. Do you have a cell phone?
I do. It's because in case of an emergency, that's pretty much it. I just buy one of those cards and keep it loaded, and I hardly ever use it.
Do you ever look at it, though, to tell time?
No, never.
You see, I do that with my smartphone. No, I do that, even though I wear a watch.
Yeah, I never look at this thing. I just throw it in my purse, and it's just there in case something happens. That's the only reason it's there. I don't use a computer. I still mail my bills through the mail. And
I do that, but I also do some internet stuff too. It's convenient, but a lot of people still don't.
You know,
you
talk so often about what a pickle we'd all be in if something hit and we couldn't use these things.
And that will happen one day. Mark my word.
So I think a backup is a pretty darn good idea. Like, just doing things the old-fashioned way. You know?
I think so, too. I mean,
and you've also mentioned how kids aren't learning how to write script in school anymore?
Nope, nothing.
Well, golly, that's sad. You know, in the old days, it was a privilege to be able to learn how to write.
I think so, too. So what kind of brand of watch do you have?
Oh, it's just a little old Timex.
Well, it keeps on ticking. Thanks, Mary. Let's go next to who's up. Laguna Hills, California. Bob's with us, first-time caller. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Bob. Thanks.
Congratulations on your new contract.
Well, thanks. You know, it's you know what I like about it? We got a great team here, and everybody's been together for 11 years, and we'll keep going.
11 years already.
It's amazing.
Well, listen, I found out I've been sick for years. I was a software engineer for one of the biggest computer companies in the world, and this thing has brought me to my knees, and I don't know what was wrong, chronic fatigue, and just the list goes on. And what I found one day was I always see gnats everywhere I go. I mean, they're just constantly bombarded by gnats, fruit flies, aphids, different types of gnats. And I went to my doctor, talked to him about it. My white blood cell count's high, but nothing else out of the ordinary. And all I know is the gnats were a problem. I thought maybe they were coming from my skin. So I put somewhere you can put salicylic acid with acne wash on your skin and they'll come out. Well, next thing came out, I did that and I felt a pinprick and I looked with my magnifying glass and I saw some spores.
Oh my God.
Along with fibers and, you know, all that. So it was ended up being more gallons. And what I found through after that point for the last 8 months, I just constantly read. Not anything.com or, you know, anything on YouTube, mostly EDU. I was learning about fungus, different types of things. And what I found was, and if I put tea tree oil and grapeseed oil, it actually drives larvae out of my skin. And it's from the aphids and different types
God, it must drive you crazy.
So the Morgellons is caused from a different, it's real common with botflies, bigger things that we're well aware of. But this Morgellons, I know a lot of people think it's from chemtrails, different things like that. But what I'm finding all over on my trees are infested with aphids. And then I got the stuff out of my skin, and sure enough, it's a little white aphids. And they're the ones that create the spores.
How many were under your skin, Bob?
Well, there's so many different. I mean, like my face and my neck. If I put the tea tree oil on it, at one point it was constant. I'd rub my fingers across and taking. Of course, I'm documenting all this.
Right.
And there are hundreds of them. I mean,
hundreds of them, like embedded in your face.
Yeah, little tiny larvae. I mean,
oh my god! Like
my cheeks. I shaved my head because I'm going bald anyways, and just where I have I don't have sores all over me. What I have, like, maybe little pimples and kind of a callus.
How do you think you got this? What happened?
Well, that's the thing. I wonder if this is the chicken and egg question. Maybe I had candida, which I got treated for, and sure enough, it seemed like that was a problem. Maybe, and I talked to vector control and one of the officers over there or the doctors over there, and he told me that if there's going to be attracted to anything like fruit flies, different things, it would be yeast.
Yeah. So cancer lives in that kind of acidic environment as well.
Well, that's the strange thing. I worked for a cancer laboratory as well, and before I got sick, I went from a big manufacturer to a cancer laboratory as an engineer there. And it's weird. A lot of people are getting cancer there, and a few other people I know actually have the same kind of symptoms, the crawling under the skin sensation. And, you know, a lot of people actually I know that work there. I don't work there. It's been 5 years since I was able to work. One thing is, if I go in the jacuzzi a lot, I mean, daily, that definitely helps the itching. It seems like whatever the problem is, it gets rid of it a lot. But I stopped going to the jacuzzi again because it's starting to get cold for about a month. My symptoms came back.
And they all came roaring back, didn't they?
Oh, bad. Jeez. And I do see the gnats around.
You think these gnats are just, they're the eggs are hatching and they're coming out of your pores?
Yeah, and these aren't really known to do this to people at all. So this isn't something that's common. There are plenty of different gnats.
I've never heard of this before.
No, and again, like I said, I've been documented, so because it does sound strange.
What does the doctor say when you go?
Well, I go Wednesday to a doctor. And
first time?
No, I've been to the doctor, and the last doctor asked me if I heard voices.
Oh, so he doesn't believe you, does he?
No, I don't go to him anymore. I went to another doctor, but it gets in your sinus, and I have little what looked like a worm in my eye, and I thought maybe because I saw a flash of light, and I thought it was my retina tearing because I am diabetic.
You have a worm in your eye?
I saw something moving around, and I typed in, and I didn't think, this was like 8 months ago before I thought anything.
It's starting to make me itch, Bob.
Oh, I apologize, but I think this is just something that doesn't necessarily have, it's something they do. They especially aphids, because they're aphids leave what looks like, a fungus all over all the trees. They love rose bushes.
Do you take pictures of these little insects coming out of you?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you email one to me?
Okay.
George, let me give you the email address. george@coasttocoastam.com. And I'll get it up to our webmasters, and maybe we'll post it. I mean, that's got to be one of the strangest things I've ever heard. Insects laying eggs under your skin, they're hatching, and they're all over the place. They're in your face. They're in your arms. They're in your eye. Ugh. But you are. You're making me itch. We're going to come back in a moment. More open line calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Anything will happen. And welcome back to Coast. Hey, by the way, thanks to those of you who participated and those of you who listened to our traditional Ghost to Ghost show last night. We had a great time doing that. And now a few more holidays left, and this year's done already. Man, it's fast. Let's go to the phones. Naomi's in Fullerton, California, west of the Rockies. Good morning, Naomi.
Hi, George.
What do you got for us?
Well, this half Native American I warned Chase that I told him, I said, you could have declared war. And I said, I'm going to the radio. I said, I'm going to the number one international radio
program. And you made it. So what's happening?
Are you sitting down?
I am standing,
well,
but should I sit?
You better sit down, because what I told Tom this, he couldn't believe it.
All right, let me sit.
This is honest, this is true.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, as a Christian, this is true. Without any warning, I went to pay my debit card as usual over the phone, my phone bill today.
All right.
Okay. It didn't go through. Chase refused it. Okay. So I had to call Chase. My checking account and debit card have been closed unceremoniously and without notice.
Whoa.
I talked to one of the supervisors. I called back twice and talked to supervisors in the credit department, because I'm at risk. I'm in the category they call now at risk, because my only source of income is from the U.S. Treasury. Money was deposited today from SSI, my Social Security direct deposit gets deposited on the 3rd, and it's there, but I can't even reach my money. They've got it restricted. I can't even get to my money until Monday.
I've never heard of this.
It's got a 2-day hold on my money.
So now,
and I'm not even overdrawn in my account.
Now, hold on. Let me see if I can get this right. So they froze your account, or they shut it down.
Closing my account, my checking and my debit account.
And
period.
Never called. Can I ask you, without being too personal, how much money did you have in the account at that time?
Almost nothing.
Maybe that's why they did that. See, a lot of banks.
But that's the way it always is. That's the way it's always been for years, because I'm on a fixed limited income.
Right.
That's what they said they were doing.
So have they sent you a letter about this?
That's what they said. That's what the second supervisor, who I found, I said, "Are you Christian?" And then I said, "Listen,
well, Naomi, they don't care if you're Christian or not."
Well, the second one did.
No, they don't care.
Luckily, did.
They don't care. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go find a new bank?
The first one just said you're at risk.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never heard of anything like that before. That's abominable. It really is. Go to a better bank. Go to a nice community bank where you live in Fullerton, California, and go in there and open it up. And then you got to get to SSI, and you got to give them your new account number. But do that, because they won't shut you down. And talk to a real human being face to face. Let's go to Tim. He's in South Lake Tahoe, California. Hey, Tim, welcome.
Hey, George. All right. Sound like I got through for a minute there. Wow, great. I'm glad I got some props out for all the listeners and for you. And
oh, that's right. You were just on. But you were just on, Tim. So, you only get one call every 30 days, my friend. But thank you. Thank you. Let's go to Linda in Bloomington, Illinois. Hey, Linda, it's your turn. Welcome to the show.
Well, George, I hate to tell that poor lady, but I had troubles with Chase, too, and I dropped them a long time ago.
I understand her frustration. Jeez.
Yeah, well, they give you nothing but problems. But anyway, that's not what I called for. I write this down, George. WEEK TV, WMBD, or WHOI. Those are all TV channels. Okay, one of them, I don't remember which one I watched, but one of them had the story on there about Monsanto building new factories in Tremont, Illinois, and Washington,
all right.
Illinois.
They probably are.
Yeah, building brand. They showed pictures of it. They're huge.
What are they going to make there?
Probably seeds. Who knows?
Jobs. That means new jobs, right?
I suppose, but it said Monsanto building new factories there. So in Tremont, Illinois, and which is a little bitty town, probably population 1,000, And Washington, Illinois probably has a, you know, which is not too far from Peoria.
Okay, we'll check into that. Hey, so I have a line for you because I want to see something. Can you say this for me? Say, we are going to burn the candles to get rid of these evil spirits.
We're going to burn the candles to get rid of the evil spirits.
You sound just like the witch Evelyn Paglini.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Identical to her. She's a good witch.
Oh, I'm not a witch.
No, she's a good witch.
Oh, okay.
She's a good witch.
Well, I hope so. I'm a good person. I'd give the shirt off my back to anybody that needed it.
Well, you sound just like her. You sure you're not her?
No, I'm not, honey.
Okay. Oh, see, she says
hey,
that,
George. George, yeah. Honey, can I give you an idea?
Yeah, sure.
This would be a feather in your hat. You know, while people are waiting and, you know, when commercials are on?
Yeah.
What do you think about just going through, when you have the phone lines and people are holding? What would happen if you just walk over and pick up a phone line and chat with somebody?
During a commercial break?
Yeah.
What am I going to say to them?
Whatever they want to talk about, just one.
Well, that's what I do when they're on the air.
No, just off the air, just pick up, say, hi, this is George. How's it going for you?
Huh.
You know, just chitter chat with them for a minute.
All right, Evelyn.
Oh, shut up.
Let's go. Tom has got a text message. Doesn't she sound just like Paglini?
The closest I've ever heard, but I'm laughing because you told the lady that I don't wear a hat.
No, she said it would be a feather in your hat. I don't wear a hat.
Oh, my gosh. This one is from Samantha in
Port. You like that one.
Yeah, I did. I don't think too many people caught it. This is from Samantha in Portland. She says, George, loved the Halloween show and your hotlines, but was wondering if you personally have ever witnessed pure evil.
Oh, yes. Yes, I sure have. In very various forms and stages, I've seen it. It's out there. People doing strange and wicked things to other people, not caring. Yeah, I've seen it. It's out there.
Pure evil.
And I try to avoid those people. By the way, congrats to you because you produced Ghost to Ghost last night. You did a great job.
Oh, it was the callers. The stories were fantastic.
You had fun doing that.
It's a fun holiday.
Yeah, I mean, I like, you know what? I liked it better yesterday than I did the year before. I don't know why, but this one just moved better, felt better. I liked it better.
I think the calls get progressively better each year.
Yeah, they were very good. Okay, yeah. Thanks, Tom.
See ya.
All right, next up, let's go. We've got more open line calls. We go to Marie in Athens, Georgia. Hello, Marie.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I wanted to ask you about turmeric.
Turmeric.
Tom did answer my question, sort of. It was that, I don't know, we were talking about spices being mixed with...
Oh, yeah, some of them are diseased, and they got bugs in them and stuff like that. I had a story on that yesterday. Yuck.
Yeah. But anyway, I was, like, really careful about wanting... It's like I had to cook it or something before I use it, because I was, like, sprinkling out, putting it on everything, and now I was, like, scared to do that.
Well, and there's really no quality control, so you have to buy it from a reputable company. That's probably the only way you're going to be able to do that. And just do your homework, do your research, and you'll do that. Let me tell you what strange thing that happened to me today. When I prepped the show, and when I'm in L.A., I'm in the office from like 2 o'clock to 2 o'clock, 12 hours, with a little break for dinner. But I'd like to produce and prep that first hour, and I work with Tom and Lisa on that all day. And that includes news guests, those little snippets that you hear, live phone calls from guests like you did today, Mitch Batras talking about solar flares and Peter Davenport about UFOs. So I put this packet together of all the stories, you know, the LAX shooting and things like that. It must have been about 10 pages. And it's got everything lined up for me. And I've written the opening and the scripts and stuff like that and the stories I'm going to talk about. 10 minutes before airtime, I come into the studio and I just getting things ready, putting my headsets where they should be and stuff. I can't find my scripts. They are gone. I go into the office, they're gone. I go into Tom's room and I said, Tom, I got to find these scripts. So he goes running around. Nobody can find them. We have no idea where they are. I'm now thinking it has fallen into some abyss, some other dimension, or maybe the cleaning person took them. I can't find them at all. Finally, I had to ad lib the entire open that first hour, which was pretty interesting. I finally found the scripts about an hour ago. They're in my little dresser here in the office, attached underneath another piece of paper I was looking at. So what I thought was a paranormal experience, the disappearing scripts, ended up being me putting them there and not even knowing they were there. I mean, but they disappeared. It was strange. Let's take a few more calls here. Let us go to, whose turn is it? It's Anthony in Salem, Oregon. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, George. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I just want to say, ever since I found out I was on deck of the mothership, I've been gleaming, and I just thank you guys for taking this out there to where it needs to be, you know?
We'll keep going.
You all night.
We're not going to stop.
That's right. That's right. Hey, I've listened to you since the beginning of tonight. I usually do. I heard your first guest, and, you know, it's true. That's what I like about your show. It challenges you. Will you be positive or will you be negative? You know, that's it's up to us. You make that decision.
Exactly.
And, you know, as soon as I found out I was getting on, I ran to get my phone charger. It's been working all day. It's been working forever. All of a sudden, it broke.
Go figure, and, right?
Hey, and of course I need a phone charger because every 5 minutes I check my phone to see what time it is because, you know, I called in because I remembered as soon as you said wristwatch, I've always been saying that. And to me, I think that's kind of like the canary in the coal mine. It's like that thing you see that socially disappears to let you know the ecosystem, the social ecosystem is kind of failing, you know? And, you know, I have to ask you a question. In the 70s, did a lot of people wear wristwatches?
I bet they did.
Well, I mean, I didn't exist in the 70s, so I don't know at all.
Oh, I did. I existed in the 70s and the 60s and the 50s and the 20s.
So everyone wore watches, pretty much.
Yeah, but I don't think they wear them that much anymore. I really don't. I really don't. A UFO Phil on deck, but this weekend, of course, we've got John B. Wells on Saturday. I'll be on Sunday, Emerging Artists on Sunday, plus some more guests, and then we're going to hit it heavy again during the week. Monday, Duncan Cameron, the brother of the late Al Bielek, Philadelphia Experiment, will be my guest. It's an incredible story. We've got Eric Von Daniken coming up during the week, Dr. John Gray, lots of things going on. Make sure you're part of the program. And I got to tell you, I have never seen a group of producers who work around the clock to make this show what it is just for you. Okay, my friends, it's time for UFO Phil.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden, and I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware, but now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid, but as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now you know the signs, cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Good morning or good evening, wherever you may be, whichever world you're living in, whatever century. Your voice is always welcome here on my radio. Call in with your space transmitter or your telephone. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light.
For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Ladasur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, George Knapp, John B. Wells, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.